Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll wait for my presentation to come up. So I will be very brief, just to talk about some of the engagements with our partners, because it's better to hear directly from them, which we will very shortly. So firstly, I would talk about World Water Day. So World Water Day was held, it's held every year on the 22nd of March. And this year it was held with the theme of, Water for Peace. And so UNECE, together with UNESCO, co-chaired the task force to prepare the World Water Day for 2024 and co-organised the official celebrations in Paris. I want to draw attention to the official message from the United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Antonio Guterres. In his World Water Day message, emphasised, and I quote, "We must accelerate efforts to work together across borders, and I urge all countries to join and implement the United Nations Water Convention, which promotes managing shared water resources sustainably." So we have the Secretary General of the United Nations on World Water Day promoting the value of the United Nations Water Convention in promoting peaceful relations and transboundary cooperation. Other events that were held on World Water Day around the world, but specifically the official celebration, which was entitled Building Peace Through Water Cooperation, was held at the UNESCO headquarters in Paris and featured high-level representation there. Here in Geneva, there was also some events. There was an event at the World Meteorological Organization building, which was entitled Water as a Catalyst for Cooperative Climate Action and Peace. And that was co-organized between UNECE, Slovenia, Geneva Water Hub, and WMO, and featured the Executive Secretary of UNECE as a key speaker. There was also an on-site event at the UN headquarters in New York, which also featured the launch of the report marking World Water Day, which I'll talk about in my next slide. And there was also wide media coverage of World Water Day. As you can see there, some of the headlines from around the world. So World Water Day also features the launch of the United Nations World Water Development Report each year. And this year the report was entitled Water for Prosperity and Peace. The process for drafting the report takes the full year and involves many stakeholders and many different agencies from around the world. The report calls attention to the complex and interlinked relationships between water, prosperity and peace. The Water Convention Secretariat co-authored the specific chapters on transboundary cooperation and also provided a section on regional perspectives. The launch of the report was a central part of the official celebrations at UNESCO headquarters in Paris on the day. With that, Madam Chair, I submit. Thank you.
Thank you.